Hello, everybody. This is Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to Irx Metal Monday.
Irx FM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I am Irk, and welcome to episode 43 of Irk FM Metal Monday, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday at 11, regardless of around the world where I am. By the time that you're hearing this, I would have just got back from New Zealand, but the time frame's just a bit too short to get the episode out from Dead of Winter, the Shark Bar at Miami, and also from War Faction's Bunker Party. So they'll be coming up in the next few weeks. There's a lot of content that will be there, and I hope you enjoy it. So today I thought I'd start with a variety of metal from around the world, courtesy of Airplay Direct. And what better way to start up a metal podcast with a song with the name of Hell in the title? We're going to hear two songs from Blackwater Pollution, Welcome to the Mouth of Hell, and The Story of Lunatic. Now, if I remember correctly, Blackwater Pollution are from Quebec and Canada. They were formed in 2003. They have worked on some songs that emerged in August 2004 with the demo Hopeless Until Now. The band increased in experience over the years and the shows that they gave. They weren't quite satisfied with the demos, so they decided to change their musical direction by combining metal, alternative, hardcore and progressive, by adding a touch of punk and trash beat. So from Quebec and Canada, here's Welcome to the Mouth of Hell. This is Irk on Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com. Thanks, Matters. Irk FM Metal Monday, Irk FM Metal Monday. We'll be right back. Now, a place that I don't get music from very often, I usually have to go and find it myself, is India. And from India, we're about to hear two songs from Enthrall, Tantalizing Maiden and Void. They hail from Bangalore in India. Enthrall is one of the hottest rock and metal bands around. They have Dream Theater and Iron Maiden as their major influences. Enthrall thrills fans with their very unique and identifiable prog rock heavy metal style. For the last 14 years, they have been playing the Indian rock circuit, gaining valuable experience and perfecting their amazing talent. The dedicated band has composed a set of original songs that enthrall their audience. Oh, I did that, not the band. When they hit the live stage, they demonstrate professional know-how to give fans exactly what they came for, a frenetic and flamboyant show. And let me tell you, I saw the documentary Iron Maiden 666, which was saying about Iron Maiden going around the world in their jet plane, and you wouldn't think that there was much of a metal scene and that people in India don't like metal, but boy oh boy, did the Iron Maiden show absolutely go off. Lots of people in the crowd with their horns up, and absolutely amazing. So from Bangalore in India, here is Tantalizing Maiden. There's the influence, I suppose, followed by Void. Thanks, Motus.
the essence. Oh, wait, I shall not. Cause I'm totally warped inside. You ain't no pool of feelings. It's all so revealing. Cause I'm
we go from India and we go across to Los Angeles, and we're about to hear from No Sky Today with a song called No Sky Today. And then after that we will hear another song from the band, which is called She's On Fire. No Sky Today have two founding members, Wayne and Paul. Wayne used to be in the Michael Schenker group, Vinnie Moore and Slaver, and Paul Jones was from Robot Lords of Tokyo. They are the backbone of the sound. Within a month of releasing their debut CD, it was chosen by Touch Tunes to be played in 70,000 nightclubs, restaurants and bars. They have already begun to refine the band and made some changes to their lineup. Their second CD, you may be able to get it from all the usual downloady places. They're influenced by the Foo Fighters, Audioslave, Alice in Chains and Soundgarden. Like all those bands, so here's No Sky Today with No Sky Today followed by She's On Fire.
No. This is Michael from Emotus.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
And indeed, you are, Emotus, listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, and we're about to hear Citizen Charlie. Now, Citizen Charlie are from Norway, which is absolutely awesome. When you listen to Citizen Charlie, you think you've heard it all, but something comes along to prove you wrong. Classic rock with a raspy female voice, but it's all in the attitude, the melodies and the lyrics. She doesn't put on an act, she doesn't need to prove herself to anyone, and has all the confidence that she's all that without resorting to the traditional take on rock. Rock and roll is her second nature. Starting out in 1999 with the hard rock band Charlie's Drugstore, she grew up a fierce reputation as a kick-ass character on stage with a raw, edgy voice, but was laid to rest in 2006. After the split, she kept on jamming throughout the music scene of Oslo and suddenly found herself playing AC/DC's Highway to Hell with guitarist producer Arvin Soling. The encounter marked the production of a rewarding songwriting collaboration and recording of the debut album as Citizen Charlie commenced, and it was completed in August 2007. When asked what compels her to write and sing, she has the refreshing audacity to say, quote, "I've grown up with rock and roll, and although there's a lot of great female artists out there, I've yet to have heard the equivalent of Robert Plant, Bon Scott, Lemmy or Axl Rose. I may not succeed, but I'll sure as hell die trying." So from Norway, not sure if she's still around as Citizen Charlie or not, here is Citizen Charlie, and you will hear Pulling Out Your Nails, and then you'll hear Rock and Roll Poser.
You could
Are you ready for some global warming? Yes, global warming has been very expensive in Australia, but let me tell you, this next bit of global warming you'll really like. You're about to hear two songs called Away From Me and Disconnect. Global warning from Washington State in the US, from Seattle, Washington. They frequently produce bands that change the way that certain music scenes exist. Global warming is... so it's global warning. I kept on reading this as global warming. There we go. So you get so used to reading things a particular way, and then you find out that it's totally different. Global warning is no exception. And so one of the songs that we're about to hear, Disconnect, went to number 25 on the national metal charts in the US. Follow went to number 2. Deafening Silence went to number 7, as did Chasm. And so it's had a wide rotation on a lot of radio stations in the US and also in Canada. They've been played on give or take a 70 to 100 stations, and due to music suppliers such as Airplay Direct, they'll also be featured here on IRC FM Metal Monday. They have also been featured on HM Magazine CD Sampler, Meathead Records Heavy Metal Box Set that shipped worldwide, and they also featured on a cable TV show and a lot more. They say that they sound like classic metal and other metal variations. So here's Global Warning, now that I've actually got the name of their band up and running. We're going to hear Away From Me and Disconnect.
Though I am trying so hard to flee.
Heard of a genre of metal called dragon metal? Well, you're about to. From California, we're going to hear from Key Dragon with three songs: Red Dragon, The Dragon and the Prince, and The Dragon Calls Me. After 8 years of working with various forms of metal and musicians, Key Dragon has evolved into a dragon metal band. Dragon metal is a form of gothic metal that combines traits of doom and power metal. The songs are all about dragons and are sung by the angelic Tamara Venus star. Ron Langford provides the dragon vocals or screaming vocals, which adds the element of aggression, power and strength to the lyrics. Key Dragon takes you on a mythical journey through time to explore the many legends of the dragon. The songs are about dragon legends from around the world and from the time of 60 BC to 1900s AD. The dragon legends contained in these songs have been thoroughly researched and are the most accurate legends of our time. So from California, here is Key Dragon.
Oh,
Now we are going to hear from a band called Miss Misery with two songs, Speedy Dog and War of Giants. Miss Misery are from the UK. They're old school rock and metal. Very, very old school. Not sure if they're actually still around, but they got together, performed lots of gigs in the West London area way back in December of 2004. Their first album came out in January 2005, and so they've had a bit of airplay and reviewage from for example Metal Hammer in Poland, so that's quite good. So I think we're going to judge them for yourself. Still not sure if they're around or not. But let's go a bit of old school, I think. This is Miss Misery. for our penultimate artist coming up now from Connecticut in the US. I think that's Max Fight territory, I think. We will be hearing a band that is called Excursion, not spelt the way that you'd usually think, so go to the show notes, OKFMMetalMonday.com. They are classified as traditional metal, worth a listen any time. What is traditional metal anyway? I've got no idea these days. So many subgenres. It's a self-titled project under construction. They are writing and recording and producing the project. Their goal is to have a great CD. The songs sound cool. I'm not sure how far they got on it, but they say they sound like traditional metal. So from Connecticut, who knows, they could be in like 10 other bands by now. Here's Excursion. Maybe they got sick of spelling their name. And we're going to hear The Haunting, followed by Take Control.
Yeah.
And now it's time for our last act from Florida in the US. This is Echo Tren, and they were established in Cape Coral in Florida in the year 2000. They have carved their name deep into the scene with the later additions of Derek on bass, X-Twisted Method, and drummer Frank. The Quintet has toured the country extensively in support of their debut album, Light the Fire. They have shared the stage with likes such as El Nino, Skin Dread, Straight Line Stitch, Stain, Chevelle, Flyleaf, Nonpoint, Diecast, and more. So to take us out for the episode, we're going to hear Light to Shine and then Needed You More. And I'll be back after this to wrap things up. This is Irk on Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com.
Yeah. won't you stay? Don't leave me just lying here, fighting all the demons inside. All this time I've tried to leave my past behind. All I need is someone to save my life. Won't you try? And I've needed you more now than ever before. I guess I can't make this on my own. All I ever needed was for you to save.
You have been listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com, episode 43. I'll be back next week in the studio, and I should be starting on the specials from my trip to Queensland and New Zealand. Our music today has come totally courtesy of Airplay Direct. Don't forget, coming up very, very soon, it's getting closer by the week, IRC Stock at the Valve Bar at Tempe on the 11th of August. That is going to be absolutely awesome. Foundry Road, Empirical, I was going to say War Faction for some reason. They were actually on my list of bands to contact. Gutter Tactics, Smoke and Mirrors, Hard as Nails, Vanity Riots, and Belle and her Ghetto Rockers. Anywho, on this episode we heard from Black Water Pollution, Enthrall, No Sky Today, Citizen Charlie. I eventually figured out that the band was called Global Warning, Key Dragon, Miss Misery, Excursion, and Echo Tren. I'll be back next week, hopefully nice and refreshed from a short but sharp week away in Queensland and New Zealand. Lots of material coming up here on IRC FM Metal Monday. If that's not enough, check out my buddy Ro at Dark Compass Metal Show, darkcompass.com/metal, and also check out Irk FM, Irk FM Australia, and Irk FM International. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All music supplied by AirPlay Direct under agreement. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Until next time, I'm Irk. Don't hate me because I am metal, man. And speak soon. Good night, interweb, and thank you, Modus.